Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Still awaiting Michael Keaton on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll settle for Jeff Hathorn, though. We love Jeff, our sports director. He joins us now. Jeff Hathorn, brought to us by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. October, 3.95% 7-month CD special at Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. It says right here on the sheet, it's the Hawk Report, Harry. The Hawk Report. Hello, Jeff. How we doing?
I am not Batman.
Jeff, I think you were there yesterday, right? I saw Roberto Clemente Jr.'s face all over our Instagram. Were you at the Walk of Fame?
No, that was Andy Lindberg.
Oh, Andy.
I did that. I was at Steelers and Pat Narduzzi. So I was not there, but what a cool day.
So cool. Would be only made cooler if Michael Keaton would call our radio show at 412-928-9370. Why do I get the sense, so you were at the Steelers, why do I get the sense that Broderick Jones is going to tackle Rodgers again, Jeff?
I think he was kidding. I think. But, I mean, listen, as Faltano told us, he always celebrates with Aaron. You know, you could celebrate without tackling.
Yes.
It is possible. Maybe a simple little fist bump, high five, bow, you know, just some kind of respect like that instead of tackling the guy. You know what? The thing is, it would be a fun story if that would have been the game-winning touchdown. Sadly, it's, just a footnote on that game.
Jeff, what do the Steelers do with Joey Porter Jr.? It feels like every single time that they show him on the screen that he's holding somebody. I mean, even whenever he's not, you know, there's not a flag thrown, it looks like he's holding somebody. What do they do moving forward? And is there a possibility of him being benched at some point this season if this continues?
Yeah, I don't see that. I mean, they've got – I know it's a second-round pick, but as we all know, it's the 32nd overall, so it's kind of like a first-round pick invested in him. They believe in him. I don't know if it goes back to the door, and I'm sure you saw like coaches putting gloves on guys' hands, like to try to keep him in practice. I think they have to convince him that he's doing something wrong, because when we talk to him, it's always like, well, the refs are this or the ref. And it's like, no, you can't grab. And it's been a thing. I know guys get away with it, and you can watch tons of tape of different guys who get a little, you know, get away with a little grab here or whatever. But especially when you're marked, whether it's fair or not, there's going to be eyes on you. And I love what Ramsey said after the game. Like, listen, offensive guys are going to get preferential treatment. They're going to be allowed to push. That's the game. And he said about himself, I need to be better. And I think that's where kind of what you'd love to hear Joey say this week is, you know what? Forget the refs or it. I need to be better. I'm working on it. And I think that's, if that clears and he can have a few games, he's got all the physical tools. That's the thing that's so crazy. And he's got the guys around him. Even if you don't like Coach Alexander, I mean, you've got guys around that should be able to show him what he needs to do. And hopefully, know, that just improves because they're, I don't think they're going to touch his starting spot.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Mike Tomlin speaks today, as it is Tuesday. I wonder what he's going to say about Herbig's playing time. You heard Terrell Austin say he makes splash plays. He's always around the ball, and guys like that are going to find their way onto the field. Well, he only played 29 snaps to 53 for Highsmith, and he didn't play at all in a pure passing situation on the Bengals' final game-winning drive. Jeff, what do you make of that? Why do you think that happened?
Man, I still think they have a lot of faith in Alex Highsmith. I think that's part of it. I think the way the game played out, as quick as Flacco is getting rid of the ball, they, maybe they thought that Highsmith could get his arms up and be disruptive. I don't think he'll address that directly. I think overall, we need to play better. We need to, you know, he'll go in through that routine. But it is intriguing because I do think Alex can be a high-level player, but I don't know if running all three of them out a lot is the right package to run either.
Jeff, does this game worry you on Sunday? I know we'll talk to you on Thursday, but does this game worry you, or do you think the Steelers will bounce back from the loss against the Bengals this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers?
I mean, I know Green Bay's offense has been inconsistent. I don't like that Micah was kind of set free, if you will, in that last game and what he's able to do. I mean, as much as Jordan Love or whatever you think about their offense and being a catalyst, their defense is pretty good. Micah getting loose is something that does concern me. I mean, this is a tough three-game stretch. I mean, this is the three-game stretch to me where you kind of see where the Steelers are.
Mm-hmm.
If they go 2-3 and the loss is a close loss, I'm feeling like, okay, maybe this team can get to the playoffs and maybe advance. If it just looks like they're overmatched in even two of these three games, then it doesn't seem like it's much different than what we've seen in the last 5 years.
I'm with you on that. Jeff Hathorn, our guest here on the Fan Morning Show. Of course, Parsons gets hot right before taking on the Steelers. He had 2.5 sacks prior to this Sunday against Arizona, and he had 3 sacks in that game. So Broderick Jones, who tackled Aaron Rodgers, but otherwise played very well, and he played well against Myles Garrett. This might be his biggest test yet with how Parsons is now seemingly folded into this defense. Offensively, the Steelers put up 31 points. That should be good enough to win. It wasn't. But yet still, we and others are talking about the Steelers' need for a number two wide receiver. Tyler Lockett, according to reports, going to be released at 4 p.m. this afternoon. Is there a fit there, Jeff? And if not, do you think they continue to poke around for wide receivers?
Yeah, I think they'll continue to poke around at wide receivers. And to your other point, I mean, who would have thought here on August or October 21st, that the complaints would be about the defense.
Seriously.
That the offense is holding up their end of the bargain, if not more than anything people could have expected. I mean, look at the way they're using the tight ends, how creative they've been in finding ways to get the ball to their tight ends. Their running game is improving. I realize the Bengals' defense isn't very good, but their offensive line is getting better as the season is going on. I mean, that side of the ball is more than you could have dreamed. It's just that frustration, obviously, of the defensive side.
Jeff, any interesting notes from the Narduzzi presser yesterday?
I mean, I think this, and I think he's right, that you'd rather win a game like that than the Boston College game. Like, to be able to deal with that adversity, to not play your best, to not just not play your best, but self-inflicted wounds with all of those penalties and the mistakes, and still come away with a win and still find a way, and with the, you know, and add in the injuries, especially defensively, that they've had with a true freshman quarterback, to be able to find a way to win in what is a loud environment. I'm not saying Syracuse is a powerhouse, but it's a rivalry type game. I mean, I think Narduzzi, genuinely so, was excited about that. And I think that was something, I think that was something I'd take away. And then I listened to him with the PM team and what he was saying about, you know, Ben giving him a call. That was better than what we'd heard in the news conference. But we'll see. You think he's got Ben's number somewhere?
Mm, Maybe, yeah.
I know Bostic has it, so yeah. I'm sure yeah, they could work something out there.
Right.
I was surprised. I did not know that James Franklin and Pat Narduzzi were buds and had like done stuff together. Like just the way that they've interacted like from afar through the media, I did not expect to hear that Narduzzi would A, call him a great guy, and B, say, yeah, we've done some stuff together outside of football.
He also had the line of, well, you know, we're not rivals because you have to play to be rivals.
He did do that too.
That was a great line.
That I did expect. And
they have been on a couple trips, Nike trips, which I don't know exactly what those are, but I would imagine those are posh, great trips where you, you know, take with your wife and family, and that's where he had met James's wife. And I think this, there are there rivalries between coaches? Yes. But genuinely, when those guys get in a room, they have similar stories and similar challenges that they're facing. And I think they enjoy just like bouncing things off each other about, man, this NIL, or, you know, let me tell you about this kid who came to me and said, I need more cash, or I'm not playing, you know, like all those type of stories. I think they are friendlier than you probably think, than we all probably think.
Two guys that I heard did hate each other were Todd Graham and Dana Holgorsen. Did you hear the same thing?
Who likes Todd Graham?
Good point right? by you.
That's a good point. That is a no. good point. Jeff, how about Andrew Heaney and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa going to the World Series?
Good for them. I mean, I saw, you know, when I'm watching last night. I didn't watch the whole game, but I turned it on about midway through, and I saw Springer's home run, and that ballpark went nuts. And after like 2 seconds, I'm like, oh, damn, man, how cool would that be? Like, and that was just to go on in to the NLDS in 2013 and how cool that was, and to see that happen. And yeah, it's, I mean, I think IKF played his tail off for the Pirates. And I mean, the fact that Heaney's,
he was the piece that put them over the edge. Yep. Jeff.
I mean, listen, IKF is in his perfect role up there. Play occasionally, can do a bunch of different positions. You're counting on him to be an everyday player, as we saw. That's miscast because he's not good enough to be an everyday player.
No, he's not. And I get the same feelings when I watch playoff baseball on a team that hasn't been there in a while, where it just, it hurts. Like when the Steelers get eliminated from the playoffs, I can still enjoy the NFL playoffs. When the Penguins get knocked out or don't make it, I can still enjoy the Stanley Cup playoffs. When I see a team get to the World Series for the first time since 1993, it's like you're twisting the knife. It really hurts. And it makes me
By
mad.
The way, are we watching Michael Jordan in baseball?
Yes.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa ain't that good, Jeff.
I mean, I was on the air Friday night, and I didn't realize the scope of what he was doing until I was off it. It's like, that is unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Like, 10 Ks, 3 homers, 1 out of the stadium at Dodger Stadium. I mean, this guy... It's just amazing.
But you know what? That pisses me off too, because I know Paul Skeens isn't the unicorn who plays both ways, but boy, you'd like to see that guy in the postseason striking 10 dudes out, because you know that's what he'd do.
Mm-hmm.
You know he would shove. And I don't know that we're ever going to see it.
You almost want to send him a bat and say, I bet you can't do this. You know, just something that, because I bet you Paul could hit.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so.
Maybe not to that level. I'm not going to say he's a Ohtani, but yeah, that kind of went through my mind too. I'm like, you know, if he spends
can't be any worse
season,
than what they have now.
That's right.
Well,
all right, Jeff. This was
three guys spot he could take in the lineup right now.
This was fun to start and depress me by the end. So that means it was a good segment. We appreciate your time. That was the Hawk Report, right, Harry? The Hawk Report.
Oh, sorry.
we'll talk to you on Thursday, Jeff. Thanks, buddy.
All right. See you, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
We will test our trivia knowledge at the bottom of the hour with Are You Smarter Than a Plumber? Coming up next, some of the football things that Jeff touched on. I would like to react to. We're also awaiting a call from Michael Keaton at 412-928-9370. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never money unless there's never a fee unless we get money from you. And Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at South Hills Kia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
.net.
Still joking about it. Yeah, he was a little mad, but sorry. You know, it's football. It gets intense. But, you know, it's still no love lost. It's always – it's just the energy that he brings and that I bring. He told me don't lose the fire, and I told him the same. So, you know, we shall see on Sunday after he throws another touchdown. I'm going to tackle him again.
Do not tackle him again. That was Broderick Jones talking about the celebration. Jeff's right. Had they won the game on that, we'd remember that forever. We might still remember it forever. Can you also imagine if Rodgers got hurt?
Oh, my gosh.
I think it would legitimately ruin Broderick Jones' career here in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that can't happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was pretty close to happening. That's a big man. Could have broken his collarbone. Football Talk and the Fan presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can reach our show at 412-928-9370, and you can read and react to the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com, by checking me out on Twitter at underscore Adam Crowley. You should also tweet at Michael Keaton to try to get him to call into our radio show at 412-928-9370. Thanks to Jeff for jumping on with us in the last segment. He made a really good point about Joey Porter Jr. Joey doesn't think he's doing anything wrong. He complained about the officiating after the game. And the first step in solving a problem is admitting that you have one. You can't come out of that game and say, boy, I didn't like those calls. He's lucky he didn't get called for anything in the Browns game.
Right.
I thought he was really good in the Browns game, but he's lucky he didn't get called. And there was a play early in the Bengals game where I was stunned that they kept the flag in their pocket. So I don't want to hear him say, no, it's the officiating. No, you got to find a way to change your game. You're 3 years in. How hard is it to change your game this deep, we'll call it, into your NFL career.
It's not hard at all, but I mean, I expect the coaching staff to really harp on that. Like, he's your guy of the future. He's your you know, franchise corner in your mind. So do everything necessary to get his mentality to shift. I think it's more of mental than physical. I think you need to get his mentality to shift. And, it, you know, you could do all kinds of different drills. You could put boxing gloves on his hands. Like, yeah, that may work a little bit, but it's more of, hey, you got to use your feet. You got to use your eyes. You don't even use your hands. Like, your mentality of going into it, and obviously he's placing blame elsewhere. Like, it all has to shift. It all has to change, because it is literally every single play.
Yes.
Every play. And if I'm in the stripes, like, I am looking for that every single time I'm on the call for a Steelers game. Like, my hand is right on my hip about to throw the flag, because I know that guy's going to be handsy every single time.
The Steelers' third down defense has not been good this year, and that might be an understatement. Even now, when it's third and considerably long, I'm worried about an illegal contact from him or a pass interference where you're just giving them free first downs, and it absolutely has to change. People have been blowing up the text line. This is what happened at Penn State. Nobody should be surprised. You're allowed to get better, and that's the expectation. Nobody comes into the NFL and they're 100% a finished product. I mean, there are guys who take to the game faster than others, but you're supposed to coach these guys up and get it out of them. We all knew he was handsy coming out. We all knew he wasn't going to take the ball away a lot coming out, but he has all the physical tools to be a lockdown corner, and he played well his rookie season. It was okay to me that we saw some of those issues as a rookie.
Then, yeah.
Not okay in the second year, and certainly not okay in year number three. And I was hoping, again, he could have been called for some of it against Cleveland, but I was hoping that was going to be a performance where he announced, oh, I am here. Because I thought he was one of their best defensive players against the Browns. And I thought maybe the competition with Ramsey and with Slay and with Echols, maybe that was getting the best out of him. You're back to square one with Joey Porter Jr. He was abhorrent on Thursday night. And he's supposed to be one of your solutions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like he's just a guy. No. He's going to start, and he needs to be much better. Jeff also said he's not looking at Thursday as an anomaly, but if the Steelers find a way to win two of these next three, then he might, and I'm paraphrasing here, put it more in that category. I'd agree with him on that. If you find a way to win two of these three games against the Packers, the Colts.
Yes.
And the Chargers. All right, I'm fine.
Three legit teams.
Yes. But here's the thing. Through the years, they've lost games against teams that they shouldn't, the quote-unquote Tomlin loss. We haven't really seen them in recent years punch up, unless it's the first game of the season where they're a sizable underdog to like Buffalo or Cincinnati, or unless it's Baltimore. Those are the teams that they've punched up against these last few years. But when they play teams that are like them, they've actually done pretty well. Like, they beat the Chargers last year. I'd put them in that category. The way Washington was playing at the time, I'd put them in that category. I kind of put Green Bay in that category.
Yeah.
And I put the Chargers. I think the Chargers are a smidge worse than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would put the Colts ahead of Pittsburgh. But two of these three games, you're playing like foes. In Indianapolis, you get them out of the dome, and it's still Daniel Jones. Like, they kind of remind me of Minnesota from last year.
Yeah.
They got everything going for them, but quarterback, like, I don't know that you can trust that quarterback until they, like, win a playoff game. Now, you might say the same thing about the Steelers. So, I don't look at these teams and go, uh-oh, it's the Chiefs. Uh-oh, it's the Bills from last year. Uh-oh, it's the Eagles from last year. Like, these are three games against good teams, but I think they're winnable. Mm-hmm. And if you can win two out of three, yeah, I'm going to feel better about it. That makes sense?
Yes. These are the teams you're competing with, really. I wouldn't look at it as like I'm competing with the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs. These are the teams that you need to show your worth against.
Yes.
To get that spot of where you want to be at the end of the season.
And there's a couple of encouraging things. There's also a couple of things that make you go, rut-row, Raggy, when you look at these teams upcoming. Second leading touchdown scorer from the running back position in the NFL, Josh Jacobs. Number one, Jonathan Taylor.
Yep.
You got them in back-to-back weeks.
Uh-huh.
The encouraging things, the Chargers can't protect up front. They are really bad on the offensive line right now, and they're banged up. And we know that Flacco killed the Steelers with death by 1,000 cuts, getting rid of the ball quickly. Only three quarterbacks in football released the ball slower than Jordan Love. Now, you could always change it up for this game, and were I them, I would. But if he wants to pat the ball back there, advantage Steelers defense. Like, if it... If quarterbacks want to drop back there and survey the scene, that's when the Steelers defense plays well. When you get it out of your hand quick, I mean, it's been a total disaster. 412-928-9370. Much more on all of that upcoming, including an offensive suggestion that we have for the Steelers. But coming up next, we will test our trivia knowledge against the one, the only Southside.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jake. That's right. Southside Jake joining us now. Good morning to you, Jake. How you doing today, bud?
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
Outstanding.
Yes.
Only would be better if Michael Keaton called the show, so we're not going to relent. Jake.
He was a Batman, right?
Yes.
He said, right?
Yeah. Come on, Jake.
Yeah. He was good. He was the best Batman. I loved him. Batman. That was great.
You weren't sure if he was the Batman or not.
I thought he was. And I just remember. I was like, yeah, he definitely was. But I had to reaffirm myself.
Steve Martin, also Batman.
Get out of here.
Steve Martin, also Batman.
I don't think so.
All right, Jake. Last week, you beat us. You shouldn't have beat us, but you did. Now we need to get our revenge. Are you ready?
Are you ready is the question.
Born ready. Came out of the womb ready.
I don't know if you're going to – I had a tough one with this one, thinking of this one last night. I had to look this one up. All right. In Super Bowl 45, where the Green Bay Packers defeated the Steelers, the halftime show was performed by the Black Eyed Peas, Usher, and this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame musician, known for being one of the greatest guitar players of all time. A. Carlos Santana. B. Eric Clapton. C. / D. Jack White.
I think 3, 2, 1, Clapton.
You would know better than I would. You would know better than I would.
Dude, I was so hammered for Super Bowl 45. I came home for the weekend to hang out with my parents. My dad and I, we drank
Same here.
So much whiskey.
Yeah. Patron.
Yeah, Jameson.
I remembered the Black Eyed Peas when I was thinking about this last night, but I couldn't remember. I knew there was someone that came out with him that was ridiculous, and I couldn't remember what it was.
I think it was Clapton.
this one's all you.
We'll take a shot with Clapton.
It was C, Slash. Slash is the correct answer.
All right, 0-1. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
All right. This player won a Super Bowl with the Steelers and with the Green Bay Packers. A, Najee Davenport. B, Mike Tomczak. C, Lymus Swede. Or D, John Kuhn.
Kuhn, I think. Yeah.
He got drafted by the Steelers fullback out of Millersville.
John Kuhn. Final answer.
D, John Kuhn is your final answer. That is correct.
Bang!
Played 1 year for the Steelers, 2006, and then went to the Packers.
He's a Shippensburg guy.
Shippensburg, that's right.
Shippensburg, yes.
Fullback.
Yes, correct. Very nice, very nice. All right, last question.
All the marbles. Match.
Here we go. The Packers and the Steelers have played head-to-head 37 times, with the Packers leading the series 20-17. When was the last time the Packers won on the road in Pittsburgh? What year, I should say. A, 1980. B, 1975. C, 1970. Or D, 2011.
Well, it wasn't 11.
Good job. You got 50-50, and you got to ask Callis still.
50-50!
Yep.
50-50. Great, guys. Love it. Okay, we're going to stay with A, 1980, and C, 1970.
I feel like that's a long time, 1970. I got to go with the closer
one. It is a long time. That's why this is crazy.
Yeah, you want to go to 1980?
Yeah.
Harry, you agree, 1980? Doesn't matter.
That one was speaking to me, yeah.
All right, we're all on 80.
All right. Unfortunately, guys, C, 1970 is the correct answer. So if this was a home game, I think the Steelers would feel much better about this game.
It is a home game, you dork.
It is. Is it? I thought it was
Yeah,
away.
Now I can't trust anything you said.
You're
all
right.
This information could
we
be incorrect.
We gotta look it up now.
He even said, oh, I actually had to look up this last one. I thought you looked them all up. I thought these were all official.
I don't know why. Oh, it is a home game. Jesus. I don't know. It's early. All right. I don't get up at 4 a.m. like you guys. I wake up. A half hour ago at 6 o'clock.
Get out of here.
A lot of excuses.
Get out of here.
Some slack.
Get out of here.
A lot of excuses.
Get the hell out of here. See ya.
Well, still.
Peace out. Goodbye. Jackass. I mean, I love him, but
he was still talking. I gave him the mute. Sent him on his way.
He thought the game was in Green Bay.
I mean, the Steelers do have some stuff going for them. They haven't beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh since 1970.
That's crazy.
The Steelers have been good coming off these Thursday night losses under Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin historically pretty damn good on Sunday night football. Pretty good when NFC teams come to Acrisure Stadium. A lot going for you. I'm worried about Parsons. He had just been so-so until this weekend, and then he's like, oh yeah, I'm Superman. Took him a minute to figure it all out.
You think Bart Starr was the quarterback in 1970, right? Would it be Bart Starr? Has to be Bart Starr, right?
Well, now we're going to look up what happened in that game.
1970. Man. Long time ago.
Furiously typing here. Packers, 1970 schedule. Okay. Okay. They beat the Steelers week 12 at Three River Stadium, 20-12. Unfortunately, I cannot click this link, so it's not going to give me any of the information. We will effort to find that information, and we will bring that information to you coming up next. In addition to that, I got a change for the offense that I'd like to see. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Going to be joined by our friend, two-time Super Bowl champion Trey Essex, in about 10 minutes. That 1970s game at Three River Stadium, Packers were 6-8, the Steelers 5-7, Bradshaw's rookie season. Bradshaw had a passer rating of 27, threw one touchdown and four interceptions. That's the last time the Packers beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh.
That's crazy.
That's the first year of Three River Stadium, I believe.
Vince Lombardi?
Yeah. Bart Starr threw two touchdowns, two interceptions. Different game back then. I can't believe it's been that long since the Packers beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh. If we were doing Packers radio, we'd focus on that a ton, just like we did last year when the Steelers went to take on the Eagles on the road. They haven't won there since the damn Beatles were torn. I don't think it matters much.
No.
But it'd be nice to be able to hold that over their heads. They played some classics, the Steelers and the Packers. I mean, obviously, Super Bowl 45, Rashard Mendenhall's fumble, Ben with the poor start. If Mendenhall didn't fumble, they win that game. And I still thought they were going to win the game because Ben had the ball on the last drive, wasn't able to convert a fourth down. I think every single person in Pittsburgh thought they were winning that game.
You know, the Packers are kind of on a like a Penguins run with quarterbacks.
Oh, my God, yes.
A little bit.
Oh, a lot of it. I mean, they've...
When you go back to, what, 1990, I think Brett Favre was drafted, and then you roll right into Aaron Rodgers, and then now Jordan Love.
Pretty good.
It's pretty dang good. That's like... there's no other franchise that has done that, right?
You can make the argument that they should have won more, obviously, with Favre and with Rodgers.
And with Rodgers, right?
They each just won the one championship. And Favre should have won maybe the Super Bowl with Minnesota, and he threw that pick to set up overtime against the Saints in the NFC Championship game at home.
What other teams have rolled like that? What other teams in the history have, like, even going back-to-back with quarterbacks, just hit?
Manning and Luck, but then Luck retired early.
Actually, Montana and Young.
That's a pretty damn good one.
Yeah. Manning, Luck, that's a good one, yeah.
Manning, Luck. I mean, the Patriots didn't, but I think they're pretty close with Drake May.
Yeah, but they had the Mac Jones years.
Yeah. Made the playoffs with Mac Jones freshman, rookie year.
Yeah.
But he doesn't count.
Mm-mm.
But, I mean, you go from Brady to 5 years later, you got Drake May. That's pretty friggin' good.
Yeah. He hasn't really done anything yet.
I know, but doesn't he look the part?
Yeah.
He's got a higher passer rating than our guy Rodgers. I'd take Rodgers right now over Drake May, but I think Drake May is going to be a superstar. He to me, he's been better this year, and I know he's been dealing with injuries, than Jaden Daniels. And he's been better than Bo Nix.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me sick because they got potentially another one. It's not set in stone, but I feel pretty damn good about that guy being a star. And here are the Steelers with five different quarterbacks. Next, it'll be what, five?
Five years.
Yeah. Well, hold up, wait. Trubisky, Kenny, Rudolph, Fields,
Wilson, Rodgers.
Wilson, six?
Six.
They'll draft Drew Aller in the third round next year, and they'll be set for gold.
Have Drew Aller, Will Howard.
Can you? Oh, I can't handle that. Please don't do that to us. Please don't do that to us.
Oh, my God.
Please don't.
Oh.
Please don't.
Would you guys be upset if I agreed with Caboli yesterday on that point?
It's such an irrelevant point, yeah, I don't even want to discuss it again.
There's nothing that he can really, like...
Caboli's saying, you need to dress Will Howard. Okay, fine, maybe. Fine, I'll agree just so we don't have to have the damn stupid discussion again.
Yay! I'll text him right now and let him know.
There is more that I want to see from the Steelers offense, and I told you we'd talk about it there, so I gotta talk about it. I don't want to blow off a tease, but we don't have much time. We got Trey Essex at the top of the hour.
You always blow teases off.
Shut up. Respectfully. Respectfully shut up.
Flacco Lamar.
Okay, that's pretty good. Flacco, not a legend, but a Super Bowl champion, and a legend in that Super Bowl run. And he became the highest paid quarterback in football. You know what? That's a good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good one. We'll keep pulling at that thread.
Would you consider Alex Smith to Patrick Mahomes one that counts?
It's not a bad one. Definitely not a bad one. They won divisions with that guy.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick. We're missing the mark. Yeah, we'll keep pulling at that thread. I would like to see more Freiermuth. Like, I'm not going out on a limb there. Like, it seemed like going into the Bengals game, it was an either-or thing. You're either going to play a bunch of Spencer Anderson, a bunch of Darnell Washington, or you're going to play Pat Freiermuth. They showed you could do both. They ran the ball effectively. They had the jumbo packages. They had four touchdown passes by tight ends. Two of them the Freiermuth. You can do both. And I liked that they did both. And I think that was the next evolution of the offense. We'll get into whether or not they should and can trade for a wide receiver a little bit later on in the show. One will become available today at 4. Is that a guy that should interest the Steelers? We will get into that. But coming up next, Trey Essex. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 59, low of 42, 50% chance of rain. Tomorrow, 51, the high, low of 43, more rain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.